Good morning. For those of you whom I don't know, you may know me as Annie's dad. She's the cute three-year-old who likes to tell a story or ask a question during the 9:45 children's sermon. So if you want to see her, hang around later. When I don't have Annie with me, people call me Cliff. My story this morning is how God has led me down a path of saving lives in a way that I never could have imagined, planned, or put in an Excel spreadsheet. Over the past 4 years, I have learned that just when you think you are in control, or better yet, try and take control, God has another plan. And if you just let him do what he does best, then you will discover a more rewarding and purpose-filled life. And as I took time to be still outside of my busy schedule to write and reflect on my testimony, I can truly say that this verse is one of the most important teachings in the Bible, in my opinion. Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. Here is my story of what it took me to finally give up control, to believe, to trust in the Lord, and pay attention to instances and even listen to strangers that God places in your path at unique times. My father died in 1996 of an accidental drowning in a boating accident when I was 14 years old, leaving behind my mother to raise three teenagers by herself, which she did with unbelievable grace, all while keeping the Ray family real estate business prospering. I followed in my father's footsteps after graduating from NC State and became a real estate developer, in part because it was a way for me to live my father's incredible legacy, but also because of a lifestyle it could afford me. You see, I'm a planner, and a very meticulous one at that. The risks I took up to this point in my life were very calculated and minimal. When Holly and I got married in 2009, I systematically laid out a 5-year flow chart in an Excel spreadsheet with graphs, shapes, timelines, loan payoffs, and everything that could be done to put us where we actually needed to be in 5 years, so I thought. We would get married in Beaufort on October 10th, 2009, buy a house in Wilmington, thinking ahead, purchase a waterfront lot in Swansboro, and after paying off Holly's medical school loans, we would start putting away for retirement. Then, and only then, discuss having children. At the age of 36 short years ago, if Holly and I religiously stuck to my flowchart, and I kept up my successful career as a real estate developer, we would be on a straight path to retire financially secure with one, maybe two kids. Build a home worthy of such responsible planning on the water in Swansboro, and live happily ever after. It was not long after building that elaborate and well-manicured flowchart that I stopped looking at it, because, quite frankly, it pained me to do so. We weren't sticking to my plan. I could not see what our future looked like. I walked away from a lucrative and promising career in real estate to pursue a chancy business endeavor. And since then, every day has been unpredictable. And although I believe in my heart this is the path that God has intended for me and my family, it's been a hard few years. Here's how the past 4 years have gone down. In November 14, 2014, a month before Annie was born, I started a side business building high-dollar Ray stand-up paddle boards with an innovative and hopefully patent-worthy design for storing a paddle in the deck of a board. I heavily invested in state-of-the-art technology and a custom machine to shape paddle boards. Less than a year into this venture, my business partner, an experienced board builder, decided he wanted to do his own thing and asked us to buy him out of the company. This was a huge blow. I was the business guy. He was the design guy. I knew nothing. I mean nothing about building paddle boards. I had already started shifting my time away from real estate to focus more and more on this business. We had a 6-month-old, and the last thing I needed to do was make a substantial career move, one away from a very promising and lucrative profession and down a path that does not guarantee an income. With things happening so fast, I didn't have time to build a flowchart, and instead I started to pray. Then Holly and I prayed together, and we continued to pray about these drastic and life-changing decisions. As we worried less and prayed more, we started to feel a peace. I would even call it a stillness during these pivotal moments. Things just felt right. It was a calmness that clears your mind and lets you feel God's presence. And know in your heart that he is on your side and working through you. My prayers also started changing. Before, I would ask, Lord, please give me the strength, the wisdom to know what to do here. Instead, I was saying, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for working through me and providing us an opportunity to help others. By the start of 2016, Holly and I decided to give the business just maybe 1 or 2 more years and see where it goes. Not soon after, the U.S. Patent Office informed me that I would not be receiving a patent, and now we didn't have the one thing we needed to stand out in an already saturated paddleboard industry. It was another big blow, personally, financially, and even more so emotionally. And then I got a call one day from a lifeguard on the north shore of Oahu, Hawaii, named Kai Hall. He had seen our innovative board designs over social media and was convinced that we should start making rescue boards for ocean safety. He was even a little pushy about it. He's pushed about his whole idea, actually. And he asked me to come out to Hawaii and see firsthand the type of gear they were currently using to make water rescues. Why on earth did a North Shore, a pipeline lifeguard, think a guy from Eastern North Carolina could help him improve life-saving equipment? Kai believed that our paddle storage design could potentially assist in the training of lifeguards. I kept ignoring him, and he kept coming back, relentlessly. Once Holly and I figured out that we really didn't have anything at this point in terms of a business plan or strategy, we got on a plane headed to Hawaii. Why not? Why not, right? It was then I started learning about rescue boards. Kai showed me that a single design in surf rescue boards was being used to equip lifeguards around the world. It's actually still really hard for me to imagine that one surf rescue board design serving all the varying coastlines and beach conditions of the whole world. I started researching and investigating what I saw in Hawaii and to see if this was also the case around the country. I met with our local Wrightsville Beach Ocean Rescue and agencies around the country and was amazed at how rescue boards were being taken out of service just because of one simple damage that could not be repaired. So I eventually did what Kai had been nagging me to do. I built a prototype and sent it to Hawaii for further testing. And since that moment 2 years ago, countless life-saving agencies around the country have collaborated with us, designing and developing rescue boards that function and perform for their specific surf and water conditions. We've heard amazing stories about our boards being used in rescues from Kauai to San Diego, Texas, Jersey Shore, New York, and right here at home in Wrightsville Beach. I would love to tell you story after story about this amazing adventure and the event that my wife likes to call God Winks. One such occurrence happened early on and was the first time that God physically showed himself to me. Quite frankly, since my father passed away 22 years ago, this month actually. And without a doubt, it opened my eyes, literally and spiritually, to realize that what I was doing is something different and to make a difference and the world a little bit safer. And that maybe all this effort would save a life, and that hopefully a child might not lose their father or mother from drowning. I try and find really rough water days with visible rip tides and big surf conditions to test our new rescue board models, because that's where they're going. They're going in the biggest and the hardest conditions. This was one of those days in winter 2016, and like usual, I'm frantic, trying to find a parking spot, water test the new model, and get back across the bridge in time to pick up my daughter. After I suited up, I ran down to the waterside to finish putting the fin in my board when I noticed a woman sitting very closely behind me. She came out of nowhere. I mean, just appeared. And there was no reason. I mean, no reason at all that a person would just be hanging out on the beach on a cold, overcast, and otherwise very unpleasant afternoon. Already a little agitated, like I get, because I'm running behind, I could tell this woman was about to start asking me a ton of questions. She did just that. And I was firing back half quick answers to her inquiries. But she kept calmly asking me more. Then she starts ranting on and on about how she hopes to learn to paddleboard someday and learn to surf one day. And at this point, I'm rushing to get the fin on my board so I can run into the water and get away from her relentless questioning. As I stood up to walk away, she asked me one last very pointed question. Has it changed your life? I stopped in my tracks, I turned around and looked at her. She locked eyes with me with a huge bright smile on her face. I look at her and I ask, has what changed my life? And she says the same thing again. Has all this changed your life? In that instance, I forgot about being late. I forgot about the rough water and the water test. A peace came over me. And I finally looked at her and gave her the truth. Yes, it has changed my life. I found myself walking, not running to the water's edge. I turned around just as my feet hit the water to take one last look at her, and she was gone. I mean, like, poof, gone. She hadn't walked north, she hadn't walked south of the beach, and there was no way that she could have made it all the way up and back through the beach access. God found a moment when I was rushing to help me find pause, realize he is in control, and in an instant, everything became still. We are far, I mean far, from being financially successful with B2P Rescue. There continues to be times I want to walk away and say, you know what? We've saved some lives. It's been an amazing experience. I've put my family at enough financial risk and have created an even longer period of uncertainty for my future. Maybe we should cut our losses and just change our prayer to, okay, God, what's next? Then I stopped to be still. And I know that our efforts and the efforts of so many that have encouraged me along the way and worked beside me, that we actually have saved some lives. Maybe someone's dad. And honestly, that could be enough for me. Just this week, I felt like calling it quits again. Kid 2 is weeks away, and I'm still not providing any income for my family. And the daily stresses of managing a startup business, all while trying to be continually innovative, are at most times too much to handle. Then God sits me in a chair. He asks me to be still. He asks me to reflect on the past 4 years, and now I understand that he is in control. Be still, and know that he is God. Amen.